We're holding Shin Chav Ches Sif Katan Mem Hei. L'chashim al l'chashim akravim b'shul shal yaziku v'emekach mashum tzedah. So they had some type of incantations that they would say, which would stop these animals from attacking them, the l'chashim and akravim. I am not familiar with how to do it. It probably be very helpful to learn it, in case you ever need it. And it's not considered seder by doing so. You basically have it makes the animal stationary, can't move, so now you're able to grab it. So that's seder. The reason why it's mutter, Mr. Burr says, is this is it's not considered so it's not seder tivis. Now the one way to understand this is it has din of kalach yad. It has din like doing malach on Shabbos with the shinui because it's not a normal way of doing it. I mean literally. Right? That's and therefore for makam the makam chashash of tsar, etc. So they were matter. That would be the one way of understanding it. Another way of understanding it, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says a fascinating idea. He says this doesn't go into this or malacha. The malachas we do them through a process of malacha. If there's no action involved in it, this is not what the Torah answered when it said this or malacha. So I had an interesting question based on this. So there's bechlal. There's a sefer from Reb Zilberstein. That's Reb Yashav's son-in-law. He's the rav in Bnei Brak, and one of the neighbors in Bnei Brak. He's a trans Talmud Chacham, big Pesach. So he has a sefer on the lochos of Amir la'akum. In the beginning of the sefer, he brings a maisa with the Baba Sali, that the Baba Sali was noeg not to use electricity. He was also noeg, very svardi kabbalistic, etc. They have a tremendous amount of neiros. So there was many neiros lit in the house Friday night. So obviously one time one of the neiros fell on the ground. So Baba Sali, you're talking about Baba Sali, right? So he goes over to the spot and he takes his finger and he makes a line on the ground. I mean, there's no line there, but he moves his hand across and he says something. When the fire gets to the fire went out. Okay? Not a kasha Baba Sali. So he wants to know why is that mutter on Shabbos? He put out the fire. So now you notice he didn't actually put the fire, he just made it go out when it got there. So it wasn't direct. So maybe that was the lumnus. Then he gets involved in this halacha of something which is not a maisa tivis, it doesn't go into this, it's a malacha b'chlal. So that's what he clears about. Then I remember when I learned the piece, I remember that there's a piece in Tzitz Eliezer which he clears the shalom, a person does Ritzicha, Yidei Hashem, is Yichai as Ritzeich. Right? You say the Yisriya Torah were not said for these type of Maisim, that's not what the Torah meant when it said the Maisim. Okay, that was the Lama Shalom declared years ago. Like, it's fascinating. Somebody asked me a shalom a year ago, he wants to know if he tells Alexa to do something. And Alexa is a voice command that you do and you can use in your type of a computerized home. And you can turn things on and off. So does it go into the Yisr? It's not a mirror la'akum. And there's no mice involved. It's just a mirror. So do you say just a mirror is not considered a mice? Just like you see over here, that just a mirror is not considered a mice. That's how Reb Chaim Kanievsky learned up this din over here. That was the question that he asked. So my first reaction was, there's a Pharisee Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that a case of Diburi Isav and Maisa, it's called Maisa, it's not called Dibur. So then I said, okay, so then then this chat over here that Reb Chaim was saying, that's because over here it's there's no Maisa involved, doesn't make sense, but you're with your Dibur, you did a Maisa, so Sheva did a Maisa. So I don't have a good answer.
Is it the deeper over here, or is it that it's not natural?
So the one has because it's not natural. So either that's alumnus of had dinner kalachriyat, and that's mutter because the mokum tsar,
or that's all the Torah was talking about when it said malacha. But Reb Chaim no said was seemed like a loss, you know, since there's no malacha involved, it's just maybe it's what he means, but it sounds like more he's saying it's, you know, it's the issue of Torah is to, you have to say it be a state of rest. These aren't actions that are not a serious state of rest. So good. So then Alex is not a serious state of rest either. I'm sitting there like this, and I say, Alexa, and you know, do this, and next thing you know, it's done. Like, I'm still schluffing, you know. Right? That's what Reb Chaim said. Reb Chaim said it doesn't go into the steer of the act of being in a state of menucha on Shabbos. So I don't know why Alex is less, you know, more steer to menucha. Okay. Now, so the Mishnah Rav Abba the Beskinim B'Sem Mishin Tazayin Tziv Zayin. The field lots of behead and mutter kadesh al yishchenu. We said over there that you're allowed to actively go and trap it to stop being bitten. So what's the chiddush over here that you can do a lachash? Tzarech lomar the hacha marbi the leka el chashash or rechayka. You're on the inner right of acharav klal. Over there, the case was it was nearby. It's, you know, it looks like it's enraged or it's actually going after you. Fine. Over here, it's dumb. You know, it's leave a sleeping nechashim lie. You know, what? I'm nervous. Okay, so do your lachash. I know Shem Shabbos says Zayim Shaburushom that the case over there also was is one of these lachash types of cases. Shem Rav deals with the Suri Dibur. So he said the same type of idea that it doesn't go into that there the issue was healing somebody with a lachash. It doesn't go into shchikas hamamonim, even though you're merapeh him, because it's a whole different process than shchikas hamamonim. Okay, you could, but this is interesting. Hechatimsa. We'll see when we get to Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, with the lachas of putting on a fire on Shabbos, that could be what Baba Sala did was Ois Kahalton, even if it didn't have a Maisa, could be Ois Kahalton. So Ois Kahalton means it was correct. It was, you know, made sense according to the halacha. Okay. Vav, Noisin Kli al Gabihu Ayan, Lahakir, Ushe Kli and Nitl B'Shabbos. So I just want to cool off. You know, I have pain in my eyes, so if you cool it off, it feels better. So I'm not really doing any real food. I'm just trying to cool it off so I can take this cold item out of the fridge and stick it on my eye, and I feel better. But Mishabura, Kubam Dalad, Lahakar, Pirish, Mishakosh, Bein, Noisim, Klimatechas, Ala Ayan, Kailakar. So the cold metal cools it off. Wooden, Shemakivim, Tabasa, Baklias, Ayan, Kaishal, Yispasha, and Napuch. Furthermore, you can actually. You're afraid of the wound is starting to swell up, so you want to prevent the swelling from getting larger. So you take a metal ring and you sort of ring around where the swelling is to prevent it from holding a place it shouldn't spread. So similar type of action that it's mutter. Now, so the Sharatzian says in Kuftal, this is a chayotim. So are they the same thing? Any day, hey, Dave Makar, I'm not convinced that in the chayotim is din. The Rashi and Raya Kokach, Rashi's din over there, putting this ring around it, is not a 100% Raya. The Dilma Derech Skulahi, it's possible that which you're preventing the swelling from extending was done, this ring that you put around it didn't work in natural forms. It worked through this higher form of function, and that's why it's mutter. But it does, but over here, you're just physically pressing down on the wounds. That maybe goes into the halachas of refuah. B'yosin near at the time when we shouldn't ain't derek lasses the varmel of samonim lekach ain't ligzer mishum shkika samonim. So we said before that things that we don't normally do with medications, you do it with actions, don't go into the gzera. Things which you can do either way, even if you do it in the non-medicated way, it's also because you might come to do it in the medicated way. So the example was the getting the person to break a sweat. So you could do it with a medication or do it with physical movement of the body. So either one is also. Some which you only do with physical movement, you don't do it the other way, they didn't answer. They didn't make the gzera in that case.
What do you mean by break the sweat?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mem Zion. Etzem Shiatzim Mekar Mai Machzir and Oisai. Okay. So the bone popped out of the joint, so you can push it back in. So the Mishaburuk Hufim Hey Yoshiatim Mekar. I'm going to run Mekar Lekal Zep. He says, no, this is not mutter. It's really the Dafka Etzem Hanishbur Mutter Lachzirot. Only in the case where you have a bone which broke and you want to put it back, it should be in the right position to keep it, you know, immobilize it, etc. Case of a Gemara. Let's them shenishu mim kaimai. Also, it just came out of the joint. You can't put it back in. I feel the chafshay harb and certain also kedisa b'sif lamed. I want to pour a lot of cold water on it, which causes, let's say, the muscles to tighten up, and that'll push it back into place. And I'll rub it with the cold water. Also, the kol shen chazaru. The Magen Avraham, many of the later Achronim quote the Magen Avraham. Kamalkim ayalei enihudi nirashein lahachmir. Now, if the pain is so significant that the person gets a dinim and offer mishka because of it, so then refuah is mutter. So then it'll be mutter. But if the pain is not significant, so then the person should refrain, but he can ask a goy to do it. He says, no, one second. Because of the Chol Sheyotzim in Mekarim Legamri, Shekaren Ois Gelinkt, it came out of its place. Chol Shev Sakanas Eber, Kamoi Nishber, Imlo Yachsir Ben Miyad. The same way in a case where it's broken, if you don't put it back into place, it could start growing, start healing and going back deformed. That's Sakanas Eber. So if it's pulling out of the joint totally, if it's not put back in place, the ligaments, everything will stretch and be out of place, and you can't put it back normal. You lose the aver. So called as aver, we said is the refuah is mutter. Mishra lots of fill a yisro. We said in the case of called as aver, you can do a malacha drabanan even without a shinui, according to the third sheet. It didn't come out fully. Fine. The Magen Avraham can't argue on that then. In the case where it's clear, the doctor is clearly saying that there's a danger of affecting the function of the aver, so you do what you got to do. Well, derbonans. Okay. We have the Sif Memches. Also, the Nikbeg al Amaka Shiotzi Mimeno Dam, Ibnesh Adam Yitzba Oisoi. Also, the Hoitzi Dam Amaka. So, there's two problems over here. One is that certain types of, certain types of cloth have a wicking property. So you put the cloth on top of the maka, it pulls the blood out. The argument being the purpose of that, it helps it heal, it takes out the bad blood, whatever the purpose is, but you're doing the act of making a chabura. Pulling out blood is considered a chabura. That's the second issue. The first issue is that the blood is dyeing the cloth. It's coloring it. So even the Mishmeres might, even though obviously it's coloring it in a way which is not beneficial, you don't like having blood stains on your thing, but it's a form of kilkel. It's a makalkel zos lechatchila. L'chein yeshircha tamaka b'mayim abayayin tchila. So the first thing you should do is wash it out, that the blood shouldn't be there, and then put the cloth on. You take the spider webs, and you would put them over the maka, so they don't get, they don't let, they are very strong, and they
can hold the blood in place. So then you can put the cloth on top of that. Okay. Zok di mishibur yitzboi shem kufan vav. I won't go with the makalkul who potter. So this coloration over here, this coloration is really a discoloration. That's the correct way of saying it. Pamakam also the chachila, because makalkul is also the chachila. Furthermore, if the cloth is red and it comes out that the blood is deepening the color of the red, it's not even clear that it's considered a kilkel. Just don't tell anybody that you have such a beautiful red color. Yeah, it's full of blood. You don't tell anybody why it is. It looks nice. So it's not even clear that it's called a kilkel. That's Magen Avraham. So the Mishabur of Mokam Atach is Kimar Karnan the Yesh Lahakil. They are Makel on it. And the Huderach Lichluch, because it's not considered a Maisa of Sevilla with a Kilkol. It's a Maisa. There was, why don't we ever, every time you dirty something, that's Sevilla with a Kilkol? And should we also. No, Lichluch is a different Maisa than Sevilla. The dirtying something is not dying it, it's dirtying it. So it's a whole different thing.
What's the heaven mean? If there's a concept of lichloch, isn't this obviously lichloch?
What?
If there's a concept of lichloch, yeah. Isn't this obviously lichloch?
What's the satasa? Well, that's what these achronim are arguing. So, if you remember, we had this discussion back in Shin Beis, at the end of Shin Beis. So over there was your hands were discolored from berries. So he dealt with this issue. We brought Peshitas over there also. So I'm going to take a cloth which is the same color as the berry, and I'm wiping off my hands from the coloration of the berry. So one sheet said it's Alser, and then he brought a second sheet that's Moshka is Derek Lichluch. It seems to be we're grappling with how far you take this concept of Derek Lichluch to say it doesn't have a status of Tzeveya.
But that was Dafka. The same color cloth. You know?
Well, it's the same over here. He's going back over here also.
Yeah, but even in the first case, even the case where it's not the same color cloth, the first day it was there, so.
cannot remember where it is. It seems to be a machloikis if you're mafkia the status of tzeveya by through derech lichluch, through the concept of derech lichluch. So that apply to any color cloth. And the shen chacham. Don't remember over there. No. Yeah, and the Shin Chof. The one was the last Sif and Shin Chof. Sif Chof. Sif Chof. Sim and Shin Chof. Sif Chof. Yeah, you should be sure, Mashiach, two Sim, a sharp hair, that's a seven, sorrow, Lizer, Shal Yika, be Yoda, but Swiss, but be God, but be Map, but be Shum Tsevea. So the Sherman says it's a problem. And the Shabur and Nuntes, Begad Adam Koshkin, also the Kanchu, the Misakanu, Yeshukilim, Jose, the Kimichu Derek Lichluch. Yeshis the Cholem, Hekh the Yashal deserve because of his. So it seems to be the same Macholakis. This is, it's not going back on the issue of coloration. It's a separate issue. Is you should not be using a cloth which is pulling out blood. You can't press on the wound to cause it to bleed. You can't put on the cloth tightly, which will cause it to take out blood. If you put on, that was the case I gave you, without pressing, it's just the nature of this cloth is it wicks out blood, or the liquid. Tzuk zalb, is a certain type of a cream. Gam kein habi malacha the rice. Kiman shenis gabon lezet. Lakam harim iser bavariyesh. Maybe it's under the rice, but for sure it's also. Hamadabek sheretz aluka shakaran pivkis oy eiglin. So he puts on leeches shetimseitz dam with the purpose of the goal that the leeches should leech out blood from the himself or whoever he's putting it on. So they used to use the leeches as a way to heal, but it's not mutter. If it's b'sakana, so that's you do what you got to do. If it's b'sakana, it's only osir. It's only mutter yireyakum. Now he's saying, could it be the Rabbanon, so Yisrael can do it? But since he's saying it's a chiyuv, then only Goy could do it. Hamoitz is dam befiv min achabur chayev, but can also lim says dam shebein hashinayim. Person can't suck blood out either. That's also called causing himself to bleed, doing chabura. So a person can have bleeding gums, and he starts sucking to pull out the blood. He's mamash doing that. It's mamash what he's doing. He's doing chabura to himself. One example to place him grapple with is, let's say a person has hemorrhoids which are bleeding. So he wants to wipe himself after the bathroom. He's pressing and causing himself to bleed. So they say that's mutter because it's a psikreshal onichale at worst. So because of kavod abrius, we're matter it. Kubamches, you have to be careful to wash out the makah first. Let's go back on the Tchilas HaSifkoi. That's going addressing the discoloration issue. And then some you can put the Kuriach Bishalamako. The nature of this cobweb, these webs, is that would actually help it heal.
What kind of webs?
They would use the webbing as part of the process of healing the wound. Okay.
What type of wound is this?
A cut. A person has a cut. It's bleeding. So the webbing helps the bleeding stop. And it helps it. The two sides come together. If it can catch things stick to it, so it'll help the two sides of the wound stick to each other. That's the basis. So you're helping the wound heal. Just go and do some al refuah. The Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Armim that it's mutter. So Mishnah Berurah is saying because the Beis Yosef himself argues that it should be Osir because it's refuah. Okay.
What's webbing cobwebs?
I'm sorry, what's your question?
What's webbing cobwebs?
Cobwebs, yeah. No, it doesn't mean that for cobwebs. Cobwebs are old ones which have become dusty. New ones are just called webbing.
Rabbi, would that be an issue with like a band-aid?
A band-aid doesn't.
Is it like what?
It doesn't really help pull it together. It just protects it.
Okay, so
yeah. Okay, Simen also lost some psila b'fiat tabas k'derek shenoygim lasas the mishu who otzer. So a person wants to take a suppository and put it into the opening where a person relieves himself for a person who has constipation. So you can't do it. You have to do it with a shinui. So I don't know what the standard way of doing it is. That he does it normally. He does it holding with his whole hand. He only uses two fingers, and he has to do it gently because if he does it hard, it will tear the hair. So he has to do it gently. That's a separate problem. Okay. Mishabura kufnan. So the person wants to put in the suppository losum. Koshkin the osir losum krister is an enema. Avshukur may ask even though he prepared the liquid from beforehand. But also feel like a shinui. This goes into a form of refuah. This is it's not much of medication. Unless you're done with the chalal shem zakana, which we said refuah is mutter. Kamashukatz b'sipur zayin. Does not tell you a shinui. We don't want the person should be careful not to make the concoction whatever any one of the steps should not be malachad. But the rabbanans are mutter ayreshinu the tzarech a chela which is not for the mishka. Gamlo yarav mayim hashemim k'derek shosin k'mavur b'kamam hashemim shalamet aleph sif zayin. There's an issur rabbanan. They would combine the water and the oil together. So Chazal asked that because it looks like you're coming to do bishul, etc. So you can't whisk it together. Al yishbach hakol l'sach hakli, you just put it together and it'll mix by itself. So the best thing is to have a goy do it. Prepare the enema. Psila, so psila is a suppository. Also mechelev, they would make it out of chelev tallow, oberis. They make it out of burris, which is soap, a manure, or a paper, mishari devor. Mitamisur, mishum the idi, the mamash mishum, come upon him, lahachdis loitzi. The way they would use it, they would rub in and out, and that would stimulate the opening and cause the person to relieve himself. Well, that rubbing back and forth, karv levada shiyosher haseir shum, there's hair there, and he's going to tear out the hair. Mamasur leab, simin shinyad bay, zayin, siv zayin. The similar issue which we had before when a person's discussing the using the same case really, a person wants the process to start going up to relieve himself. and he would rub with a stone over there in and out to stimulate. He has to be careful; he shouldn't tear out the hair. Okay. But the problem is really the problem over here. No, the problem over here is not a refuah issue. The enema is a refuah issue, but the suppository apparently it wasn't the medicated suppository. It was just simply the stimulation which would do it. And so the problem over here is because of the fact that it's going to tear out the hair. So the person has to do it with a shinui and benachas. That which would at least make it that it's not curve of the body that he's going to tear here. But putting together the making the suppository, now is osur. Some in the yor, what they would do is wrap paper around and then.
What's suppository?
Let me finish with you. Okay. So he would make this physical item. You're processing something. Unless it's a case of a chalashesh v'sakana. Now, person would cut up, they would take a turnip and cut a piece of the turnip and use it in the shape of a suppository. Suppository is something a person places in the opening where he relieves himself to go to the bathroom, and it stimulates the its presence there stimulates the muscles, and a person starts relieving himself, and it helps relieve constipation. Nowadays, they usually come medicated, so it's not just the physical presence of it, but it's also this medication which it's made out of like a wax, and as it's in the body, it warms up the wax melts. And the medication is released, and it stimulates the area, and a person goes to the bathroom. So that would clearly go into the issur of refuah. But he's saying even without issur of refuah, you have this other issur. There's no medication involved in it at all, but you still have this other issur of tearing out the hair. We finished shin chaf ches. What? Yeah, well, Tom making a seam. They're actually making a seam today. Tonight, as we're finishing chelik gimel. So we're just slightly behind, like about 50 pages or so.
Can we start with just one fundamental question? I'm still not clear on the definition of choloshim vosakana in a practical sense. Is it if I feel bad enough that it affects my general comportment?
Yeah.
Right. So it doesn't mean, right? So
it says either the person is choliko gufa, he feels the whole body is weakened from the, so I can have a localized pain. But it's such an intense pain that the whole body is weakened by it. That's called chelashen b'sakana.
Right, but I'm not talking that the body is physically weakened. But it's that I have a bad enough headache that I can't concentrate. I snap at my kids. You know, kind of affects behavior.
No. If it's just a mental state alone, it's not
chelashen. That's not chelashen. Okay.
Right. But if a person is it's so intense that the body physically feels weakened, okay. that's called chelashen b'sakana. Okay, it's open here.